She is sleeping. She is not yet dead. For I can see the breath of life within her chest cavity. As I hang my head and bend to kiss her and pour my life's essence into the hole in her heart. Welcome back to Late Night Poetry. I'm just going to do some random poems from my book. Tear of joy. A tear of joy is worth more than a multitude of loves that burn into my eyes, or streams of fiery mercury poured into my veins. Painful memories. I have carved many painful memories in the marrow of my bones and in the flesh of my limbs, like an oak I grow, yet only wait for love or the intricate and withered hand of death. No sound. Like glass falling from the sky, no sound is heard. But your presence is felt inside me, even when apart. Stormy life. Throughout my stormy life, I have come close to others, but through my passions end up alone. Yet I am sure, as heaven is blue, and the sun is a blazing fire, that I shall be reunited with the one for which I pine. The same source. We have come from the same source, and I cannot continue to love alone. All those things which we could share, I am enthralled with memories of moonlight and candles, of sculptures and you. I wish for darkness so I can relive them once again in my dreams. An endless beginning. An endless beginning which only saint or bird could carve in my cavernous breast. A maiden knocked to earth and spilled with light. She is filled with a virtue and cast in monumental marble that only a single scarlet candle could christen. When they were young, the poor used dirt to wash away the sins that they were forced to commit, and find that shade is not only a place to hide from the sun, for they must undo all the premature playing that was done when they were young. Those are my poems for tonight's episode. Thanks for joining me, and I'll be back again with more soon. Take care.